Farmer and congressional candidate Giovanni Guerrero has lived the horror of Colombia's conflict firsthand. A local victims' leader, he's running for office for a special electoral district for peace, created to give a voice to underrepresented people like him. But the return of violent confrontation between armed groups in Arauca has made campaigning impossible.
We are just sitting still, trying to work in the village, talking to friends, knocking on doors when possible.
More than 60 people have been killed since the beginning of the year in a conflict between ELN rebels and dissident groups of former FARC rebels. We had planned to follow Giovanni handing out flyers and visiting a prospective voter, but as we were leaving, he had a change of heart.
I don't think we should. It would be a nice thing for me to take you around town and be on the news, telling people what my plan is, what I want to do if I win. But right now, it would put us at risk.
The little campaigning that is happening is limited to the main urban center. That's because all candidates are saying it's just too dangerous to travel to rural areas, even on main roads like this one, because the armed groups are known to set up checkpoints at any time.
The situation is also affecting regular candidates. Older Cáceres, who is running for a traditional seat in the House of Representatives, has campaigned in Arauca for years.
We are putting our lives in the crossfire to campaign, and we accept silencing ourselves and confinement to try to sustain democracy.
He says the situation is as bad as at the height of the conflict. He's running most of his campaign on social media.
Organizing a meeting in Fortul is impossible. Going to the town of La Esmeralda, where I was a teacher, and getting 40, 50 people together, also impossible.
The local human rights official says political and social leaders have become the main targets of the armed groups.
On paper, everything is great. The government is fulfilling its obligation to the victims who can vote in these elections. But the reality on the ground is the opposite, and people can't exercise their rights.
Running a political campaign in a conflict-ridden region like Arauca was never easy, but this time was supposed to be different. Instead, threats and attacks are once again silencing these already marginalized voices. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Arauca.